Hello, I'm Olivier Marlet, and I will present you a semantic web platform for interoperable archaeological data called OpenArchaeo. This is a collaborative work with Béatrice Markov, Xavier Rodier, and Thomas Franca. Since 2013, the MASA Consortium, Mémoire des archéologues et des sites archéologiques, of the French Very Large Research Infrastructure Imanum, has assisted archaeologists in digitalizing and making available their excavations archives. The objective is to make these archaeological datasets interoperable by following the precepts of the FAIR principles. First step was online availability and usability of datasets. Second step was to make them interoperable with the required and shared communication layer. For this purpose, the MASA Consortium chose the standard ontology CIDOC-CRM dedicated to the modeling of cultural heritage. This ontology is increasingly adopted by large libraries such as the Bibliothèque Nationale de France, by museums like the British Museum, for example, and in archaeological European projects like Ariane Plus. In the context of Ariane Plus, the MASA Consortium is engaged to share its datasets together with OpenArchaeo as an experimental tool, which has been devised for exploiting them. More and more projects have mapped older data sets to CIDOC-CRM for interoperability purposes. It's now necessary to have intuitive search tools to explore these interconnected datasets. The MASA Consortium proposes that OpenArchaeo be this tool for the archaeological community. It provides an online interface for querying several archaeological datasets, meeting the needs of a user-friendly query interface. The use of internal Thesauri, an API for web services. Thus, OpenArchaeo is a way for exploring data from distributed autonomous data providers without duplicating all data by locally loading it. OpenArchaeo is developed by the Laboratoire Archéologie et Territoire with the Sparna company for the consortium MASA. We divided interfaces for applications, for administrators, and for end users. OpenArchaeo's end users are archaeologists, whether researchers or amateurs alike, that is, people who know what an excavation is. For such people, we soon realized that the same generic model we built as a guide for mapping excavation data to the CIDOC-CRM should be the right conceptual model for guiding the querying of this data. The mapping of archaeological databases to the CIDOC-CRM is a prerequisite for their interoperability. Many tools are currently available to perform this operating depending on the existing database format. The first dataset to integrate OpenArchaeo is ARSOL, the Laboratoire Archaeologie Territoire Relational Database for Excavation Data Management and Research, created in 1990 and available online since 2014. For ARSOL, we used ONTOP, an ontology-based data access tool designed at the University of Bolzano, which enables us to define mappings with a Protégé plugin. Those mappings can be used either to directly query the CIDOC ontology and get results from the connected relational database, or to export the relational database into a RDF graph of CIDOC-CRM instances. The second dataset is an XML dataset, AERBA, the Atlas of Rural Settlements in Ancient Boats in France. For this second dataset, we use the Mapping Memory Manager, the online visual application provided by ICS-Force team in Heraklion to map the XML dataset to the CIDOC-CRM. In both cases, generic data models extracted from the Sybase CRM and its extensions has been implemented, establishing the minimum elements that can be found in most archaeological datasets, even at different scales. So the same generic model is currently used by the MOM, Maison de l'Orient et de la Méditerranée, Lyon in France, for mapping their data on excavations of the Kition Pervolia site in Cyprus to the Sydex CRM in order to add it to OpenArchaeo. It's also used by the 3D SHS consortium for a corpus of 3D models archives. This model is a selection of a few Sydox CRM, CRM Science and CRM Archaeo entities and properties that are necessary and sufficient for representing the core of the excavation data. It's important to notice that our objective is to federate several autonomous datasets, and the OpenArchaeo platform is not intended to provide access to all specific elements of each purpose. It's therefore not necessary to perform a completely detailed mapping of each dataset to the Sydox CRM ecosystem. Its purpose is to answer fairly simple queries and to provide in the answer the URLs to access the details record in each data source. If a data source handles specific issues, it's by switching from the results given by OpenArchaeo to the online database of this source that the researcher is able to query the specificities from accurately. Thus, the queries concern a general level that is common to most archaeological datasets. This level concerns, as you can see, the site, its location, the person in charge of the operation, the structures, features, walls, burials, stratigraphic units, and artifacts. For each of these items, attention has been paid to standard descriptions, possible dates, and related documentation. Following the spirit of Sydox CRM, the central entity is an event of encountering, excavating a site, and this is done under the responsibility of a person. As usual in the Sydox CRM, each entity is associated with an identifier, some type, preferably from a standard gazetteer, and possibly an appellation. The identifier is generally the inventory number assigned during a recording and provides a unique identifier in the dataset. In the case where a permanent identifier has not yet been deployed to identify an online resource, ARC or handle, it is the record identifier that can be used to access the resource. Each of these entities is also linked to a dating model and a documentation model. For the dating model, we should provide information on the period of use of the element, excavation, site, or artifact. A free date is indicated a time appellation, which may be a number or a string. This literal date corresponds to the information as it was recorded end of the 18th century, for example. This period, sometimes fuzzy, is also specified by a numeric range more suitable for computer in the form of two separated records from 775 or to 800 to match with our previous example. For the documentation module, the aim is to link the documentation to these elementary archaeological elements. Photographs, field drawings, recording sheets, archive documents, bibliographical references, operating reports, and so on. This documentation may itself be dated and associated with an author. To bring data to the semantic web and ensure its interoperability, we encourage data providers of the OpenArchaeo platform to use standard compliant gazetteers used by the archaeological community. For all typology, type of operation, type of of structure, type of stratigraphic units, artifact materials. We use the multilingual tertiaries subject of the PACTOLS that we've seen before, which is an ISO standard managed by the Frontex network, increasingly used by the French archaeologists. The PACTOL tesori are available online through the Open Tesor web applications that we can see on screen. It's the old version still in online. As part of the European Ariadne program, a part of the PACTOL tesori are aligned with the controlled vocabulary of the Goethe Museum Art and Architecture Thesaurus. The PACTOLs consider integrating the backbone thesaurus from the DIA infrastructure, as Blandine told us yesterday. A web application has been implemented within the MASA consortium to help align unstructured or poorly structured vocabularies with a standardized thesaurus. This application is called Open Termalign, developed by Marion Lamé and Federico Pancio for the MASA consortium. Open Termalign provides an output scope file of the aligned vocabulary, as well as a file to submit to the PACTOL's administrators to terms to be added to enhance the PACTOL's thesaurus. In order to ensure the interoperability of vocabularies, we favor the association of permanent identifier, ARC or handle, with the ILAIN terms. This is the case for vocabularies aligned with PACTOLs, but also for chronological periods that we align with the INNE thesaurus submitted in periodo. For localization, within a federated search platform such as OpenRKO, it did not seem relevant to use to us to localize the elements more precisely than the site level. In the case of geonames, ARC identifier is not provided, but only array with the number identifying the geographical entity. It's practically the same. So, OpenRKO now. The user-friendly interface provides a list of available data sources to start with several metadata. The user selects the ones he wants to query. In our prototype, we currently have only two data sources, but others are in preparation, such as Kitian, and we are open to any submissions to increase the resource and improve OpenRKO. We divide the intuitive visual query interface of OpenRKO based on the generic model, and by following the main visual guidelines chosen by ResearchSpace, to the best of our knowledge, the only existing comparable visual querying tool. ResearchSpace is developed at the British Museum on the basis of Cydoc CRM with the aim of connecting researchers, data, and practices. Inspired by this model, a system of icons has been set up to identify the main components of the archaeological data: the site, the operating manager, the archaeological structure, the archaeological features, the wall, burial, the stratigraphic unit, and the archaeological artifact. We start by selecting the entity for which we want to get an answer. Here I'm interested, for example, in burials. Then OpenRKO suggests either questioning directly the criteria of these burials as it's dating or investigating entities directly related to the burial entity. When users wish to connect two elements, burials and site, for example, the interface automatically suggests the available relationship between these two entities. This enables users to formulate their request in a simple way without having to know either the entity and properties of Cydoc CRM or the structure of the system. Here, the burial found in site. We can then either search for an entity by its appellation or continue to associate other entities. The appellation search is done by dynamic drop-down list of available occurrences. Here, I have selected the archaeological site of Marmoutier. But we can also decide to focus a question on a criterion carried by another entities. Here, I'm interested in persons who have been in charge of the excavation. And the person I'm especially interested in is Elisabeth Laurence, for example. Well, that's it. My request is built. It looks like a sentence that is readable and digestible by archaeologists and even by ordinary people. The Sparkle queries that correspond to the sentence visually built by users are automatically computed. Thus, the user does not need to know the underlying model of the Sparkle query language. The results of the query can be displayed in several ways. Here, a table giving the URI linking to the online resource. In the case of sites being queried, it is possible to display the result on a map. By clicking on the URI of the result, the user opens the online page of the resource and can consult its details and specificities. Here's the burial number 2 from the excavation of Marmoutier carried out by Elisabeth Laurence. OpenRKO is able to integrate several external tesseries that are useful for querying excavation datasets. Currently, it enables users to formulate their queries with the vocabulary collected in the Pactol's thesaurus. It's also possible to use geonames for spatial searches and periodo for temporal searches, as shown in those two examples. The user-friendly part of OpenRKO that generates a SparkQL query by building a natural language query is also an open source is in open source and is called SparNatural. Supported by the BNF and the Archives de France, the development of SparNatural has led to the setting up of a working group with these institutions to extend its functionalities beyond the needs of archaeology. Enabling end users to explore datasets integrated with OpenRKO is a primary importance. To go further, the linked Open Data Cloud currently exists for developers to build innovative applications based on the published linked datasets. The full potential of CydoxRM integrating capabilities is now necessarily limited to the visual querying provided by OpenRKO. To make it usable in other way by everyone, we also provide tools for applications to query the datasets via the integrated access point implemented by OpenRKO. In this way, programs in Java, PHP, Python, and so on can use OpenRKO SparkQL endpoint to automatically compute statistics on the participating datasets or verify periodically the updates of datasets and more generally perform any queries that could be built in the user interface. As example for user, we provide many simple quick queries that can be processed through the interface. So OpenRKO enables the experienced user to interactively explore the dataset with their own SparkQL queries. The system provides users several kinds of visualization tools for the results they get from the query. The standard visualization is a table of results. If the results are geolocalized, the site, we can be shown it in a map. Google Charts can be used for statistical views and so on. OpenRKO is designed to be extended and reusable in other contexts, especially its user-friendly query system, SparNatura. It has the advantage of being flexible. In particular, it's easy to extend the system with new data providers. The prototype can be tested in its current state with two French data provided by the LAT, Arcel and Airbus, and we're waiting for Kition from the MOM. In the near future, we will extend OpenRKO to the consultation of documentation on preventive archaeological excavations stored by INRAP in the French Regional Archaeological Service. And we plan to adapt and extend it to the European level as part of Ariane Plus. And perhaps tomorrow with your datasets if you're interested in it. Thank you.